This is an executive summary of reading a DST full cycle track record, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you place a 1031 exchange into a Delaware statutory trust, you are not just buying a property, you are hiring a sponsor to acquire it, manage it, and eventually return your capital. The single most useful evidence of whether a sponsor can do that is a full cycle track record, the list of deals the sponsor has taken from acquisition all the way through sale, with realized returns you can compare against the projections those deals started with. A track record that is mostly open, still held, marked up offerings, tells you little. A full cycle record shows what actually happened when the music stopped. Did capital come back? Did realized returns land near projections? Were hold periods reasonable? And did any deals underperform or lose money? This guide explains what a full cycle track record shows, how to read realized versus projected returns, what hold periods across deals reveal, how to interpret consistency and drawdowns, and how to use the whole record to vet a sponsor. DST interests are securities sold to accredited investors through a broker-dealer after a suitability review. Past performance never guarantees future results, and projections are not promises. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.